listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Bath County Baseball on the air here on 97.7 WKCA, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Jeff Ray, Coach Roy Wright here beside me. Coach, it is a great day for baseball. Every day is a great day for baseball, but it's sunshine 78, blue skies, green grass. Listen, let's play five or six, will you say?
This may be the best day I can remember for baseball. Tomorrow's supposed to be just as good. So see what happens. Bath, these two teams played last night. Bath County a 2-1 winner. If things go as scheduled, they'll probably meet again the first round of the district.
Things expected to go that way. Of course, we had a chance to talk with Coach Patrick Armitage. District, of course, seeded with based on record, and then if there's tiebreakers, it's based on run differential and that kind of stuff. So Bath County with a nice 2-1 win at Fleming last night. Same two teams square up tonight in Owingsville. The Panthers come in 8-15. The Cats 18-8 overall. And two teams fairly similar. Both teams reasonably solid defensively. Tend to struggle a little bit putting hits together and scoring runs.
Yeah, very similar in everything you just said. Both teams have been real competitive in a lot of games, but have trouble putting the runs across the board. And last night it was 2-1. Fleming's about the same way. They've been shut out a few times, and really both teams have struggled to put big innings or big crooked numbers, as some of the coaches like to call it, on the board.
Coach McRoberts told me before the game they've lost 7 1-run games this season. And, of course, 7 1-run games, that's the difference between 8-15, 15-8, and can really make a big difference. Bath County comes in. They are scoring, 6.3. I've got them backward. I've got my notes up here backward, maybe. Bath is scoring 6-3, allowing 3-9. Fleming County scoring 5-8, allowing 5-5 a game. So, again, both teams, you might expect a pitcher's duel, and we'll see what happens.
I've got those winning 6.3 to 5.8.
There you go. Math never was my strong suit, but bigger numbers are better in the game, in most instances in the game of baseball. Bath and Fleming, let's take a moment and hear a word from our sponsors. Bath has done their infield and their warm-ups. I'm not sure if Fleming's going to do infield. They've stretched. Yeah, the Coach McRoberts has a bat in his hand. They're either going to do infield or he's going to clean house. We'll see what happens. Bath County, Fleming County Baseball continues with pregame here on WKCA right after these words.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutchess.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com. Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owensville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Bath County, Fleming County Baseball here on WKCA. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, glad to have our friends in Fleming County listening to us. We will do our best to pronounce everybody's name right. With this uniform, with the dark uniforms, with the dark numbers, it's a little tough to pick up jersey numbers, but we'll do our best to do those correctly during the game as we go along. Bath County, of course, the home team. Fleming County, the visitors. Let's set the Bath County defense. And there's been a change or two. We've already scratched out a few here and there. Apparently got at least one that's a little under the weather. Brock Donahue is going to start out on the hill for Bath County today. Catcher Jay Smith behind the plate. Jace was the winning pitcher last night with at Fleming County in a 2-1 one-hitter. Colton Carpenter is at first, Memphis Beadle at second, Corbin Sorrell at short, and Adam Witt at third, Clay Manley in left field, Logan Hiley in center, and Clay Razor in right. So a lot of the same names, Roy, as we're used to in the starting defensive lineup, but a couple of changes, a couple of opportunities to give guys a day off here as we get toward the end of the season. We'll see how things pan out.
Well, anytime Bath County, it all depends on the lineup, depends on who's pitching, because that changes four or five positions about each and every time. So same names, just a different spot today.
For Fleming County, their batting lineup looks like this. They'll start off with center fielder Parker Seals. Parker wears jersey number 15. Shortstop Brady Ferris batting in the two spot, jersey number 22. Dylan Doyle, the catcher, wears number 7, bats in the three hole. Cleanup hitting third baseman is Austin Robertson, jersey number 32. In the five spot, second baseman Preston Cropper, he wears jersey number 2. Morgan Arnett plays first base, bats 6, and wears jersey number 14. Austin James, the left fielder, in the seven spot, but wears number 24. Owen Lane, number 6, will play right field and bat 8th. And pitcher Thad Applegate wears jersey number 21, and he will bat in the 9th spot. Applegate, like the vast majority of high school baseball pitchers, is fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher. And let me see if I can find his ERA real quick. There is a Jeremy Applegate. I'm just going to guess that that is a nickname, and we're going to go with that. Let's see, 21. Yep, that's him. Comes in with no wins, no losses, and one save with a 4.61 ERA. Has appeared in 7 games for Fleming County. Pitched 13 innings overall. Given up 13 hits, 16 runs, 9 earned, 14 walks, and 13 strikeouts. So, again, I'm assuming my stats are up to date. Applegate pitching for Fleming County and Donahue pitching for Bath County. Donahue comes in here with a 2.42 ERA, 1 run, no loss, 1 save. Has appeared in 4 games started in three of them, has pitched 8.2 innings, given up seven hits, four runs, three of those earned, six walks, and 17 strikeouts in his appearances this year. We talked a little bit, Roy, all season long. Bath County maybe does not have a dominant, overpowering pitcher, but they got six or seven guys that can eat innings. And if somebody's not on, you just go, all right, let's put the next guy in there and let him get two or three outs. The next guy gets two or three. Before you know it, you're through the game.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, we don't have a guy that's going to go out there and strike out 15, 16 batters from the opposing team. We got to throw strikes. And hopefully our defense makes the plays behind him. You know, it should be a good game. The only thing this one means now is whoever gets the second seed, which if Bath would win today, would get the second seed, would be the home team in the 2-3 game in the first round of the district tournament. If Fleming would win, according to Coach Armitage, it's based on run differential, and Bath obviously won by one run last night, so Fleming would have to win and win by more than one run to get that tiebreaker.
Fleming County continuing their infield. Bath County and Fleming County baseball here on WKCA this afternoon. We will take one more time out, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. Ready for first pitch in just a few minutes here on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Bath County Fleming County Baseball here on WKCA, our Game of the Week broadcast. There are games with Menifee County later on during this week, but weather is questionable, so we figured we'd better pick up today's game because it's sunshine and 78 degrees and not a chance of having a weather issue, so let's go ahead and pick it up. And we know that senior night is coming up this weekend, and during our post game, remind us, we'll get Patrick to talk about these seniors when Coach Armitage comes up and joins us, because this we had our teacher appreciation, educator appreciation night tonight, and each one of the students picked an educator that was somebody that had an impact on their life, and it's something that we've not seen prior to this year, but it really is good that these young men, the softball players, did the same thing. Reach out to these teachers who have meant something to them and said, hey, in a public way, to say, I appreciate what you did.
Oh, and that's a wonderful feeling. Been on both sides there, been as an educator, and you get awful close to some of these kids that you have, and kids feel just the same. They, you know, you're like a dad or a mom to some of them, and help them through tough times, and you know, maybe hit them down the right direction sometimes. And as a teacher, that makes you something. You're proud of that.
Fleming County finishing up their infield warm-ups. Bath County's already done theirs. In just a minute, the umpires and the coaches and the folks will meet at home plate, discuss ground rules, that and so much more here as Bath County, Fleming County baseball continues. Again, Bath County, we reference those seniors. They have nine seniors in all, and eight of the seniors play significant minutes. There's one fellow that hadn't played baseball for a while, but came out as a senior. And even for fellows who don't get a chance to play a whole lot, having those veteran guys in the clubhouse, it's always a good thing to have senior leaders that you can count on to steer these young guys down the right road.
You know, most of these guys are as much as four-year starters. Some probably started as an eighth grader. Jace may have started some, but most of them are minimum of two-year starters, some three and some four that make up our senior class.
Bath County, Fleming County Baseball, let's take another opportunity to hear a word from a few of our sponsors. They will do the coaches meeting at home plate. They'll introduce players. The national anthem's coming up here in just a minute, and then we will be ready for first pitch. Don't forget, during our broadcast, first pitch is sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales. We will have our Ira Kilburn opening argument after we hear a few words from our sponsors. In our post game, we will have the Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law Final Verdict, Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game, R.L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That and so much more here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Our post-game show getting ready to wrap up. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors our opening argument in our pregame and our final verdict. Roy, for Bath County to be victorious today over the visiting Panthers. Let's hear our opening argument.
Well, you know, last night, 2-1 winners, Bath County. I'd like to see Bath County score four or five runs, and we'll take our chances. As we said earlier in the pregame, both these teams really have struggled to score a lot of runs against the quality opponents, and Bath County can play good defense, pitcher throw strikes, and we catch routine balls, score four or five runs. I like our chances.
Opening argument sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. Again, during our post game, we will have the Ira Kilburn final verdict. If you need legal counsel or legal help with paperwork, by all means, contact Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, a good fellow to have go with you to court for represent you there, do a little paperwork, legal advice, all that, and so much more. Montgomery Tractor will sponsor our first pitch. We will have that in just a moment as we get ready for the national anthem here at Owensville, WKCA, as we broadcast the Bath County, Fleming County baseball game. We will pause and let the national anthem be played back after these words on WKCA with the first pitch.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Take me out to the ball game. This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Bath County, Fleming County Baseball here on WKCA. Glad to have you tuned in on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Montgomery Tractor sponsors our first pitch. You know, there's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Roy knows that as well as anybody does. Aches and pains, they're not trophies, are they, Coach? They are barriers to keep you from getting your work done. Ferris commercial mowers have patented suspension that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body. You got a Ferris mower yet?
No, I do not.
You need to break down and get one of those. They let you mow faster and get your job done easier. Take a test drive. Go over to Montgomery Tractor, either the Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg location. Let Randy, Phillip, and all those guys set you up with a test drive. You'll love it. Listen, those zero turns are the answer. Montgomery Tractor, online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. They've got Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg locations. Remember, with Ferris, you work hard and you feel good. Maybe that's why you don't have a Ferris mower, because you don't work hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Listen, you work smart. Man doesn't have to work hard. He has to work smart. That hard work's for young men. Smart work is for old men. Bath County, Fleming County, again, defensively for the Cats. Donahue back in on the hill. Smith behind the plate. Carpenter, Beadle, Sorrell, Witt on the infield. Manley, Hiley, and Razor in the outfield. Donahue's not pitched as much this year, maybe, as we suspicioned. He's had a little
arm problem,
little health issue, but
two or three weeks ago, maybe a little longer than that, and they've kind of rested him a little bit, let him play the field, but he pitched an inning or two against Berea the other night, looks like, and I think this is his first start for a long while.
First pitch to Seals out of the zone, ball one, and we are underway with Bath and Fleming here from Owingsville. There's a good pitch on the corner, count even at 1-1. I've not seen these uniforms this year in any of our broadcasts yet. Bath County with the solid white. Got the words Cats in script. There's a fly ball into short left field. Good play out there. Came a long way, did Clay Manley.
He came almost to
the
infield.
He was almost in the dirt. One up, one down brings up shortstop Brady Ferris. Not that Clay was playing on the fence, but now historically, the shortstop would make that play. Our shortstop, Corbin Sorrell, is generally our third baseman. That pitch fouled straight back off the bat of Brady Ferris. And our third baseman, that's not Roussas. I was going to say Roussas is at third. I've got Witt at third. Let me change my. So Roussas is at third. There's a ground ball to second. Beetle to Carpenter, two up, two down. We talked about it before with Bath County in particular and a lot of small schools in general, depending on who's pitching, shuffles around four or five guys.
Move several people around.
So historically, we've got Roussas at first. Memphis Beetle's been playing a lot of second base, but sometimes he catches first pitch out of the zone to Dylan Doyle, ball one. Corbin Sorrell's usually at third base. The outfield shuffles around a little bit. High ball two. Last night, Jace Smith, the catcher, pitched, but now he also plays shortstop. Let me kill this fly. Ooh, mercy. That one just ate before he got squashed. That is a right big stain on that glass. Good curveball, strike one. My friends from PETA, I'm just joking. I did not kill a housefly. Please don't send me mean tweets and mean emails. 2-1 out of the zone, ball three. So a pop-up to short left field, a ground ball to second base here in the top half of the first inning. No score, Fleming at the plate. Doyle with a 3-1 count. Foul tipped.
I got somebody.
Strike two. I was going to say the umpire got caught in the mask maybe. Yeah.
Usually when the catcher goes out for a minute, that the umpire's got hit, and if the umpire goes out a little bit, that means the catcher got hit by the foul ball.
Cleans the plate off just to drop. Yep. I've said it once, probably said it 100 times. As a former catcher, whoever the umpires were that we had did not like when I caught. They took a beating.
As good as that, his gear is, which is probably $300 or $400 worth, I don't care. You take one and start straight back off the mask, it hurts.
Yeah.
It jars you a little bit.
Full count. Yeah, it's kind of like having Mike Tyson hit you. You might think you're ready and you might go, hey, I've got this umpire mask on. You're still getting hit by Mike Tyson. Here's the payoff.
Good pitch.
Swung on and missed strike three. A good job there by Bath County pitcher Brock Donahue. Three up, three down. Halfway through the first, no score. Bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back. Halfway through the first inning, Fleming County goes down 1-2-3 with a pop-up to left, a ground ball to second, and a strikeout. Bath County will send to the plate Corbin Sorrell, Brock Donahue, Jay Smith, Braden Roussas, Isaiah Williams, Colton Carpenter, Memphis Beetle, Clay Manley, and Logan Hiley. Fleming County defensively has junior Thad Applegate on the hill, Dylan Doyle behind the plate. First base is Morgan Arnett, Preston Cropper at second, Brady Ferris at short, and Austin Robinson at third. My son went to high school with a fellow named Austin Robinson, but certainly that was several years ago, so it's not, I don't think Austin's got any eligibility left. In the outfield, Austin James in left, Parker Seals in center. Wonder how many times I'm going to say Seals instead of Seals, and Owen Lane in right field. I'd say I'll say it a bunch. Corbin Sorrell comes to the plate. Corbin batting 239 on the season. Bath County, a 270 team average. Again, offensively, both teams very similar. Bath County comes in scoring 6.3 a game. Fleming County 5.8. Bath County allowing the difference. Bath County allowing only 3.8 runs a game. Fleming 5.5. So we'll see if the Bath County bats can wake up. One of these days we're going to take a bet on will Corbin swing at the first pitch or not.
I'm going to bet yes.
And if you make me bet no, I'm not taking it. One strike, 1-1. And not only does he swing, he swings like a cleanup hitter. Everything he's got goes into that swing.
He's the most aggressive hitter we have.
1-1. Just inside 2-1.
I hope I jinx him right into a walk.
Or jinx him into a home run over the left center. We'll see what happens. The 2-1. Swung on and missed. Fouled into the screen. 2-2. Applegate, a junior, as we said, for Fleming County, has appeared in 7 games, has 1 save. According to the statistics I picked up off the KHSAA website, and obviously they're presumably accurate, swung on and missed strike 3 on an outside curveball. This is his first start of the season.
And truthfully, Jeff, this game really, in the scheme of things, doesn't mean anything because these two are going to play.
Yep.
It's basically who's the home team is all it comes down to, and I'm not sure that either team's going to throw their best pitcher.
Home has a little bit of an advantage, obviously, being able to bat last.
Right.
But it doesn't impact where the game's played. It doesn't impact whatever. The real advantage is getting to bat last. And if you get Jay Smith fouls it back to the screen, a ball and a strike with one out. I'm sorry, Brock Donahue. Nope, my bad. Jace's on deck. I forget how much taller Brock has gotten. I mean, Jace is a long drink of water, but now Brock is right there with him. That one fouled back into the soccer field behind the first base dugout. A ball and two strikes. It's good to see Brock pitching again. He's very talented.
You know, 2 or 3 weeks left of regular season, we'll use him several times.
Called strike 3 at the knees. 2 up, 2 down, both strikeouts. 1 swinging, 1 looking. Brings up Jay Smith. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. A 1-2-3 inning for the Panthers in their half. That fly that got squashed right there really was a whopper, wasn't it? That must have been a horse fly or something. Smith steps in the right-hand box. Takes the first pitch curveball out of the zone, ball 1.
Patrick said yesterday they kind of pitched around him most of the game with off-speed pitches and just kind of wanting him to chase pitches off the plate.
Listen, I cannot say that that is a bad piece of advice. Chase comes in here. I think his average is 465. He's got 15 doubles, 3 home runs, 22 walks, and 19 strikeouts, 25 RBIs on the season. There's a pitch low, 2-1. The scoreboard says 3-0, but I think...
umpire just signaled 3-0.
Oh, mercy.
I thought that other one was foul ball.
I did, too. There's a fastball on the inside corner, 3-1. We're caught up now. 3-1 to Jay Smith. 2 outs, bottom of the first, no score, Bath and Fleming. Waits on that curveball. Ground ball foul, wide of third base, counts full.
Applegate early here in the first inning looks like he's going to be a strike thrower. He's been right around the plate most of his pitches.
So here comes the 3-2 from Applegate to Smith. There's a shot into the gap in right center.
That's at least 2.
And it hits the fence on the fly. Add another double. to Jay Smith. That hit about 3 feet up on the fence.
And I really didn't think he got the meat part of the bat on the ball, but that ball took off, carried well to left center.
Jace, a big, stout young man. Speaking of big, stout, Braden Roosis. The Owingsville Lions Club for years has parked cars at the prom. You don't realize how big some of these guys are until they unload out of some little tiny sports car and unfold and get out. You're standing there beside of them. First pitch to Roosis out of the zone, ball one. I mean, you know they're not 5'9", like me, 5'10", whatever, 5'11", in that window. But they kind of unfold out of those Corvettes and those little sporty things. And you're like, holy smokes. Curveball out of the zone, ball two to Roosis with Isaiah Williams on deck. Isaiah, the DH today, and has been for a while. Listen, Isaiah has been putting the bat on the ball.
Maybe the hottest hitter we have.
He doesn't crush him
in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep. Does not crush him. He just hits the ball. Says, all right, boys, if you're going to get me out, I'm going to make you get me out. Put the bat on the ball. That's what you need out of a DH. So 2-0 now the count to Roosis. Sure would be a dandy opportunity for the Cats to take an early lead. A couple of evenly matched teams that both that curveball hit foul down the right field line.
Park really looks nice today, Jeff. Been recently mowed all the fields, well groomed. Somebody's doing a good job taking care of it.
Probably those Montgomery Tractor Ferris mowers. Those really are nice. They got shock absorbers in the front end of it. Two balls, one strike, two out. A two-out double off the bat of Jay Smith. That's where we stand. No score. Bottom of the first. That pitch stays inside. Good eye by Roosis. 3-1.
First base open. They may not give him anything to hit here.
Well, I was going to say Roosis, the cleanup hitter. He comes in hitting 273 on the season. 3-1. Low ball four. So a double and a base on balls, both with two outs. Brings up the DH, Isaiah Williams.
I know the last two games on the radio, at round, he had two hits. And at when they played Henry Clay at MSU, he had two hits. So maybe radio brings the best out of
him. Could very well be. Stats before last night's game, he's batting 305. That pitch, inside corner, called strike one, Isaiah stepped back.
And all four of those hits, if I remember, memory is correct, all to the right side.
Opposite field, yes, sir. Would love to see one there because the two outs, you know, the runners are going. Pretty big gap on the right-hand side of the infield. They're trying to hold. Jay Smith fouled back, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Now choke up just a bit on the handle. Put one in play. Let's see if we can break the ice here in the bottom of the first. No score, two outs, two on. Bath and Fleming, Bath at the plate. Time called, time given. Williams steps out. Steps back in. Roosis at first. Thereby walk Smith at second. He doubled off the fence on the fly with two outs. Just missed a home run. Runners go.
There's
ground ball in the hole.
He's going to get a run.
An RBI base hit. That is what we've come to expect out of Isaiah Williams.
Good piece of hitting. Second baseman was trying to hold the runner on second. And he hit it between the second baseman and the first baseman, just not particularly struck hard, but put in the right place.
That's what he's, again, we've not to give his secrets away. We don't want people to be listening to a scouting. Listen, that's what he's done the last three games we've seen.
Well, you know, and everybody has tendencies, and
yes,
his
sir.
Tendency is hit the ball to the opposite field.
Part of that can be patience, waiting on a curveball that take that curveball on the outside corner and punch it that way. A lot of fellas especially big men. Isaiah's a pretty big man. So is Colton Carpenter at the plate, ball one to Colton. Think they can take any pitch thrown to them and pull it down the left field line. There's a pop-up into short center. Backing up is the second baseman. He makes the play. Does Preston Cropper. Bath County scores one. One run on two hits. Bath County leads 1-0 after one. Top of the second after these words on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
A lot of players should take them.
One inning complete. Bath County one, Fleming County nothing. Bath County, a two-out double off the bat of Jay Smith that hit the left field fence on the fly. Missed a home run by
three or four feet.
Something like that. Followed by Braden Roos, a space on balls, and stunner of all stunners, Isaiah Williams punches one to the opposite field. Scores Smith from second base. That's where we stand, 1-0 after one. Austin Robinson, Preston Cropper, and Morgan Arnett do in here for the Panthers. First pitch strike one to Robinson. Love seeing that first pitch strike, especially from a kid coming back from a little bit of an arm issue.
I'm not sure if he's on any type of pitch count today or what they're doing with him.
There's a ground ball to short. The throw across from Bath County's Corbin Sorrell to Colton Carpenter. One up, one down. A 6-3. I'm probably going to mess that up, too, because I'm not used to seeing Corbin at short. He's played third base.
Probably 85 to 90, or probably 95.
Yeah. Every game, I don't know that this is not the first game that I've ever watched that he has not played third base. But a good scoop and a good throw there. One up, one down brings up second baseman Preston Cropper. Cropper wears jersey number 2, right-handed batter.
He pitched yesterday for Fleming County. They said did a good job. Of course, Bath, again, a winner, 2-1.
Ball one, the count to Cropper with Morgan Arnett on deck, 1-1, as a fastball catches the outside corner. Cropper has got his, what's the right word? Instead of wearing it on a little wrist brace that you get your code from the coach, his is in his pocket. So when the coach squares the bunt, drops it foul down the third base line.
And of course, more and more you see the major leagues, you know, every time somebody, a new pitcher comes in or a new hitter, they pull that little card out of their back pocket and they're looking, you know, from tendencies to directional hitting, or are they aggressive? Do they swing at the first pitch? You know, what kind of speed do they have? All those things, I'm sure, are written down on that little card.
Outfielders know whether to shift their position. One ball, two strikes, one out. That bunt just fouled down the third baseline. The 1-2 swung on and popped into foul territory behind the first base dugout. Count remains 1-2 with one out. Yeah, analytics has trickled down, and actually so has some of the electronics. Another 1-2. Curveball.
It's going to be a tough play.
Down the right field line. Unable to come up with it.
He drops it. It's a fair ball.
looked like it hit in the heel of his glove as he was running. So Cropper reaches on an E7. Even though
either hit him in the heel of the glove or he took his eye off of it right at the last second.
Well, trying to catch the ball on the run is more difficult than it thinks because as you run, it jars you and your eyes are wiggling a little bit.
Not sure.
They're calling for a sleeve. They're tapping on their arm like for a sleeve or something, and Cropper is putting his armband on that's got all of his. I can't figure out what they're doing. Either they're swatting flies, one of the two. So one on, one down. Cropper at second reaches on an error. If you're a Cat fan, you do not want to see them tie this thing up. Morgan Arnett, the first baseman, in the left-hand box. Arnett batting 273. That pitch on the corner, one ball, one strike, one on, one out. Fleming at the plate. Bath with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first, or top half of the second. The 1-1 from Donahue. Fastball outside. 2-1. Sound like pretty good snap into the mitt of Jay Smith.
Seems to be throwing at a high,
pretty
high
hard
rate of velocity right
pretty
now.
Pretty hard. You like to see that. The 2-1. There's a little flare that's going to wind up
maybe in the softball
into
field.
The softball bleachers, if not on the field. It is eighth grade night. I think Addie Reed and who's the other one? Baber. What's their first name? Talk to me.
Avery,
thank you very much. Time called. The two eighth graders on the softball team. They actually have played up and played some varsity this year, too. Time called, time reset. So it's two balls, two strikes, one on, one out. Another foul ball.
Arnett
off
just
the bat of Arnett.
Battling up there, just keeps fouling
staying
off.
Alive, yes. Those outside pitches, just getting enough contact to stay alive, hoping that he can get Donahue to make an error. Another break even. Curveball. Strike three.
Whew.
I'm not exactly sure. Of course, Jace wound up having to throw down first to get him, but he was making sure to look Cropper back because if he would have winged it, Cropper could have advanced. And obviously you want the out, but you don't want the runner at third base either.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and get that out quick. If the guy advances a third on you, unless, you know, he's dead to right, you may try to get him. But I like getting that runner when you got him struck out.
Curveball in there, called strike one to Austin James.
Last thing you want is to get in between, don't throw it any place, and then you got two on and don't get anybody.
James comes in batting 246 for the Panthers. Two out, one on, bunt, fouled straight back.
You know, Jeff, we've done, I don't know, four, five, six baseball games this year. Very few bunts for either team that we've seen this year. That's kind of a dying
oh
art.
My. And listen, from teams, two strikes the count. For teams who struggle offensively, again, bunt, there's a ground ball to short, charging, scooping, throw.
Nope.
Not in time. Not hit particularly hard. And Corbin Sorrell had to kind of go round about to get to it.
About the only chance he had was to throw it about as soon as he caught it from a sidearm or underhanded thing. And once he stood up to throw overhand, at the speed of James got him down there.
First base hit of the game on the infield single brings up right fielder Owen Lane. What I was saying, teams that struggle offensively, not that a bunt is an easy play to master.
But you can put a lot of pressure on there.
You can put a lot of pressure on if you can lay down one bunt out of four, especially for guys in the bottom half of the lineup.
And then you get the defense thinking all the time, well, he may be bunting, I better pull in. Well, it just opens up more holes.
1-1. We saw that with Henry Clay. They played a lot of small ball in that MSU showcase game. And bunts and stolen bases and punching the ball behind a runner to move. 2-1 now. 2-1, 2 out. Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing. Time was called,
or tried
but
to
not
call it.
Given. Time was called, and he stepped out, and the umpire did not grant it. The pitch, though, out of the zone, 3-1. Runners on the corners for Fleming County. 2 outs. Nobody in. High ball 4. First walk of the game given up by Donahue. Looked like he just tried to rear back and throw a little extra hard.
Number 9 hitter now. The pitcher,
Pat Applegate. Bases full.
Big out for Bath. Big at bat for Fleming County right here in the top of the second.
Applegate, a 283 batter. 1 double, 1 triple, 8 walks. First pitch, the throw down. Just back under the tag.
Great throw by Smith, but the runner is able to dive back in head first.
Time called.
In this situation, I
don't know.
I don't like throwing it there. But if you pick him off, you say good play.
Uh-huh. It's one of those no, good play kind of deals. Of course, Bath County this year and in previous years, listen, as a catcher, you have to have a memory kind of like a defensive back in football. You get burned once, that happens. I'll get them next time. And when throws down like that, especially when you've got the talent that Jay Smith has in that right arm, you got to make people respect you. Now, Jace is a senior, been behind the plate for years. I think everybody knows he can throw.
They better be ready, though.
They better be ready. Strike 1 to Applegate with the bases full and 2 outs. Top half of the second. No score for Fleming. Bath up 1-0. Squares to bunt. Bunted out of the field of play, strike 2. What about a suicide squeeze call?
Well, that's
try to catch them napping.
That's the only way it would work. It was 2 out, you know, just to force it any base.
No balls, 2 strikes. Applegate at the plate. This is a candidate here for a dig deep award. First pitch out of the zone at this at bat. Second pitch, 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 out, bases full. Panthers down a run in the top of the second. Curveball swung on and missed, strike 3. A good job there to come back and leave the bases full. Halfway through the second inning, Bath County leads Fleming County 1-0. Bottom of the second after this on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
The Panthers leave meat on the bone. An error, a base hit, and a walk loads them up with 2 outs. A good job by Donahue to get out of that with no Panthers crossing home plate. Halfway through the second inning, Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing. Fleming County no runs, 1 hit. 1 Bath County error. Bath County 1 run, 2 hits. No Panther errors. Fleming County has left 3 on. Bath County left 2 on in their half of the first. Carpenter, Beadle, and Manley coming up here in the bottom of the second.
A lot of things come into play in close ball games. You know, how many two-out hits can you get? How many runs can you score with two out? How many extra outs do you give the other team? Who makes the two-out defensive play? All those things come into play in a close ball games.
We were talking.
You can drop a fly ball eight to nothing. It's not a big deal. But now, run game.
Yep.
It can make it tough. But Brock did a good job pitching out of it.
Fleming County had opportunities, just couldn't push one across. We'll see if the Cats can expand that one-run lead. Swung on and popped into foul territory.
Close play.
Out of play just over the fence. Third baseman Austin Robinson.
I was watching the umpire. I didn't see any signal.
Well, I couldn't see Austin because he was right on the third base dugout, right on that fence. And the batter, Colton Carpenter, did not turn around and, I'm sorry, Beetle, Memphis Beetle, did not, like, turn around and walk back to the dugout. So that pitch low, a ball and a strike. So Beetle, the starting second baseman, 7, 8, 9 due up. Beetle, Manly, Highley.
For the Cats. Which game he pitched a heck of a game, he said. And it may have been at Berea, I'm not sure.
The pitch high ball, too, 2-1.
But he hadn't done a lot of pitching all year long, but been mostly catcher, second baseman, as you said earlier.
There's a foul ball that's going to wind up over in the soccer field. Count even at 2-2 to Memphis Beetle. Beetle comes in batting 260. A junior. There's a little check swing number. With the way this field is, with the brick dust base paths, the grass outfield, and grass foul territory, that ball, if it's hit reasonably hard, can hit that cuff and bounce back into fair territory. You got to watch that. 2-2 fouled straight back.
Yeah, it can ping pong back and forth.
Yeah, man.
Fair to foul in a heartbeat. So anytime it's hit down the line, you need to go ahead and run it out.
Need to be ready to go.
Better be safe than sorry.
Count remains 2-2 to Beetle. Bottom of the second, Applegate. That pitch out of the zone counts full. Pretty good at bat here by Beetle. Several pitches thrown by Applegate. Again, the whole point is a batter to try to make the pitcher make a mistake and let you do something with them. High ball 4. Good at bat there by Memphis Beetle. As a batter, you're probably only going to get one good pitch at a bat. And if you can make the pitcher make a mistake and give you a second good pitch.
And most good hitters will tell you, you're going to get one good pitch. Try not swinging any bad ones, because then you may not get the good pitch because you're behind in the count. So
Clay Manley, the Bath County left fielder, jersey number 8.
Old guy years ago named Manny Sanguin,
yep.
Catcher for the Pittsburgh
yep.
Pirates.
I was going to say a pirate that I remember.
His statement was, anybody can hit strikes. It's who can hit the ones out of the strike zone. Because he swung at a lot of bad pitches, but he probably had a 300 career average, too.
First pitch to Manley, outside to the lefty, ball 1. Squares to bunt, drops it down to the pitcher, the throw back. A force. Oh, called out. So a sacrifice fielder's choice has Beetle out at second.
Bunt was just a little bit hard back to the pitcher, and he made a perfect throw to second to get the force out.
Looked to me like that Beetle's slide, that he didn't hit the front corner of the bag or something, like his foot went
kind of a late slide
on top of the bag. First pitch out of the zone to Highley, ball 1.
If that bunts down the line either side of the pitcher's mound, that's probably going to move him over. But Fleming made a good play.
Yep. Listen, it's the right call, though. We were talking a little bit, especially for guys in the bottom part of the lineup. That is a weapon if you can put the ball in play on a bunt attempt. And in that specific instance, Applegate had to make a great pickup, had to turn around immediately and make a great throw. Ferris had to be there. There's a smash right back to the pitcher. The throw on the fielder's choice. Manley now out on a fielder's choice. And Logan Hiley at first base. So a base on balls and back-to-back fielder's choice to get the lead runner. That smash.
That ball hit hard. And
yes, it did.
Applegate, as a pitcher, when the ball's hit that hard, it's either do or die. You either catch it or you don't. You don't have time to think or anything else. And he made a good play and got the lead runner.
Two consecutive dandy plays by Fleming County's Thad Applegate. Back to the top of the order we go with shortstop Corbin Sorrell. Sorrell, a strikeout victim. We would have won that bet right there because he did not swing at the first pitch on that at bat. Runner goes. The throw down is a good one. Short hops the second baseman. So Hiley with good wheels, good jump. Standing now at second base. If Corbin can put one into the grass in the outfield, you feel like Coach Armitage, being as aggressive as he is,
he'll be sending him.
He'll let him roll. Low and away.
Outfield really playing him to pull. Center fielder's on the shortstop side of second. Right fielder's in the right center field. Left fielder's kind of toward the line a little bit.
Corbin. Shoulder high fastball. Swung and missed. Two balls, two strikes. Brock Donahue on deck. Bath County. A leadoff walk and back-to-back fielder's choices got the force at second base. Give Fleming credit for making plays, specifically Thad Applegate. Bunt attempt that he fielded as the pitcher, made a good throw to get Beadle at second. Then a smash off the bat of Clay Manley, or off the bat of Logan Hiley. That was a one-hopper. Smashed back through the middle. Applegate fielded cleanly, turned around, made a good throw to second base. Hiley too much speed to double up. Now at the stolen base, he stands at second base, two out, one on, and Sorrell at the plate. Out of the zone, ball four. Good eye by Corbin. Third walk of the game.
Two this inning for Applegate. Brock Donahue up. Brock also a strikeout victim in the first.
Brock wears jersey number 7. Again, it's good to see him back pitching again. He's had a little arm/elbow/whatever issue.
Old saying, help yourself right here.
Yes, sir. Outside corner, strike one. First pitch to Donahue with Smith on deck. Bath County would love nothing more than to get Smith at the plate with runners on base. One strike now, the count to Donahue. That really puts Applegate in the driver's seat. What a curveball. Foul tip, strike two. That was a big, loopy curveball that Donahue waited. Couldn't catch with the bat. Foul tipped it to the catcher. Down two strikes. Two outs, two on.
Oh, hit it.
A hit batsman. Bases full. And Jay Smith comes to the plate. So bases loaded. No place to put.
That is the 12th time Brock has been hit by a pitch this year. Leads Bass County. The only one. Nobody's even close.
You know, Coach Zach McRoberts goes out.
Batting average is important, but on-base percentage,
yep,
is probably a better stat.
Well, like a lot of things, liars figure and figures lie kind of deal. If you get on base with walks, hit batsmen, that kind of thing, you may have a 212 batting average, but you're on base 340. That's what you need. Oftentimes you'll get leadoff hitters and number two hitters, maybe that their batting average may not be high, but they just get on base all the time. Or they work the count a lot. And it's good to have them in there again. So Jay Smith scored the only run, a two-out double that hit the fence in left center on the fly.
See how they pitch him here with the bases loaded.
Can't pitch around him. Curveball on the outside corner, called strike one.
He didn't want that one anyhow.
No. Again, if you get one good pitch in a bat, that wasn't it. It was a strike, but it wasn't a good pitch from the batter's perspective. Here's the strike one offering. In the dirt, 1-1.
You know, it's a curveball on the outside corner. What are you going to do with it? You know, you try to pull it, you ground it into the left side. It's well taken, that one, since it's the first pitch.
Second pitch in the dirt. Good job by Doyle to knock it down, because wheels are turning in the minds of the three Bath County base runners, especially Logan Hiley at third.
Good speed on the base pass,
yes,
for Bath County. Anything
all
in
three
the gap,
spaces.
All three could score.
Yeah, baby. And with two outs, you know they're off on contact. High ball two and one. Having the offensive prowess as Jay Smith, a .465 batter on the season, and that long double that hit the fence on the fly, you know that Coach McRoberts is thinking, we do not want to be down 5-0. Let's nibble and try to get him to chase, see if we can get an outside corner call here, 3-1.
Should be looking for one pitch in one spot or let it go.
And nothing else. Here's the 3-1. And that was it.
That was it, yep.
And that was a good pitch right there. It was kind of a change-up pitch, belt high. And he fouls it straight back, counts full, 3-2.
Base runners will be moving on the pitch. Just make sure he goes home.
So the payoff, 3-2, two outs. There's a number to short. The only play is at first. Got him by a step. Good job by Applegate. Much like Bath County's Brock Donahue, loads them up, does not allow a run to score. Bath County sends six to the plate, leaves them full. Two innings completed as Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing, top of the third. After this on WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back, Bath County, Fleming County Baseball. We talked in our pregame, two equally balanced teams. Both teams, especially in that second inning, got the bases full with two outs, couldn't do anything with it, leaving a lot of meat on the bone. Both coaches have to be gritting their teeth on that. Fleming County will send to the plate Seals Ferris Doyle, who popped to left field, grounded the second, and struck out their first times up, respectively. Seals a lefty.
Bath County's Brock Donahue, no defensive changes. Donahue pitching, Smith catching, Carpenter, Beadle, Sorrell, Roussis on the infield, Manley, Hiley, Razor in the outfield here in this third inning. That pitch fouled back into the softball field. Bath County a big chance there. Bases full, and Jay Smith, the hottest hitter on the team, missed his opportunity with that one good pitch, fouled it back, and then the second good pitch, there's a fly ball to center. Hiley, that ball carried a little bit too.
That's what I was going to say, Jeff. That ball didn't seem like it was hit that well, but Hiley goes
kept
way over 300 feet back to make the play. I mean, fairly easy play, but still the ball did carry.
Well, and a fly ball like that, a lot of times your outfielder will settle in, stand, and wait. Hiley still on the move when he caught it, just kind of a half a step here and a half a step there. It just kept on going. Brings up Brady Ferris. Ferris 0 for 1 takes that pitch out of the zone, ball one. On deck, catcher Dylan Doyle. Doyle made a big play on that one pitch in the dirt in that last inning. Ball two. Brock Donahue pitching. Fleming County in this top half of the third, one out. Nobody on. The Panthers down a run. There's a called strike one at the letters.
Kind of a high strike, but we'll take it.
Three strikeouts, one walk, one hit, and one Bath County error. One out here in the third.
There's a strike.
That's a dandy pitch at the knees right there. If Donahue can work that up and down in the zone, ooh-wee, what a weapon that is. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Ferris.
That's three.
Called strike three.
Umpire a little late on his strike three call, but it was a strike. And that's four strikeouts now for Donahue.
Brings up catcher Dylan Doyle.
And today, Jeff, Brock has been working ahead of almost every batter as we're on our second time through the lineup. It's a lot easier to pitch when you're ahead 0-1, 1-2.
A bunch. Doyle, a 426 batter. On the season, takes a long time to get in the box. That pitch inside, Doyle drops to a knee, a curveball that didn't really curve. One thing about Donahue, he does not waste time. He's ready to go as soon as Smith gets it back to him, 1-1.
And as a fielder, I would love to play behind Donahue because you got to be on your toes.
My only experience as a pitcher is Church League softball. Swung on and missed, strike two.
I hated the pitcher that would throw it, walk around the mound, and fiddle around, and pull up his pants and everything else.
That was not me.
Be 30 seconds in between pitches. Brock pretty much gets it and goes with it.
2-2. As soon as the umpire got in position, I was ready to pitch. Now, again, obviously Church League is a whole lot different than competitive baseball. Here comes the 2-2 curveball, a line drive.
Got a
good play out there by Memphis Beadle. A diving catch going to his left, reaches across his body. Good play by Beadle. Three up, three down. Halfway through the third inning, Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing. The Cats coming to bat in the bottom of the third after these messages on WKCA.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director, at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It does not. Halfway through the third, Fleming County, no runs on one hit. They've stranded three. Bath County pitcher Brock Donahue has struck out four and walked one. Three Panthers left on base. Bath County, after two innings, they've got one run on two hits. Bath County has stranded two in the first and the base is full in the second. Either one of those innings, Bath County had runners on the corners in the first. Base is full in the second. Just could not push an extra run across. Applegate has struck out two and walked four. Well, actually, walked three, hit one, giving up four free passes. So cleanup hitting Braden Roussas, who walked in the first and was stranded at third base, will lead off Roussas, Williams, and Carpenter here in this third inning. The Cats could sure stand a little bit of breathing space over these Panthers. That pitch fouled down the right field line, ball one off the bat of Roussas. Roussas wears jersey number 10, typically a first baseman playing third today.
Ooh.
That pitch.
Should have just inside. Went in there and took that one because it was a curveball. But your reaction, you said, the mind says, get out of the way.
Yeah, it is. Just in case it's a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, you don't want to get hit in the rib cage where there's not much meat. I mean, you get hit where you got a little bit of muscle, your thigh,
backside,
hind end, that kind of thing is a little different than getting hit in the rib cage. There's ball three. 3-1 now to Roussas. Yeah. Or in the hand, there's not much you can do with those. Three ball, one strike. Roussas at the plate. Applegate delivers. There's a number. Foul at the plate. Counts full. Rolls about 8 feet away from Dylan Doyle. Makes you wonder if Doyle may have got a little scuff. He gives a thumbs up to his dugout. The umpire goes out, hand delivers the ball to Applegate. That's kind of code in catcher speak for somebody may have got scuffed right there. And again, you're wearing chest protector, shin guards, face mask, a lot of stuff.
But there's a lot of places not covered.
Even if it hits part of the covered, there's curveball, ball four. So Roussas, a lead-off base on balls. That's the fifth free pass of the game.
Hopefully those are going to come back to haunt him. You can only give a team so many free passes before they get a hit or your defense makes a bobble.
The Fleming County defense.
And their second baseman's playing
still
up the middle.
Pretty big gap on the right side. That pitch, fastball on the inside corner, right under the elbow of Isaiah Williams, called strike one. He flinched and leaned backward. He is not standing back off that inside corner. Swung on and missed strike two. We asked just a minute ago off the air on what happens if you try to bust him inside because he's punching everything to the opposite field. We've seen it right there. Two strikes to count. Runner goes, throw in the dirt, is down. Got him.
Catcher,
put the tag on. What a throw there. Thrown out trying to steal is Roussas. One ball, two strikes.
And it looks like Roussas had a pretty good jump that time, but the catcher put the ball right on the money. Second baseman didn't have to move. Ball hit the
glove. Time called.
Tag right there.
Yeah, Roussas, pretty good speed. pretty good long strides, turning them over. The 1-2 now to Williams. Fastball on that inside corner, called strike three. Listen, that pitch right there, if it's called strike, you keep throwing it, young man.
Yeah, he stayed inside on Williams.
Yes, he did.
The whole at bat that time.
And the pitcher owns that inside corner. A lot of batters will kind of crowd the plate, hoping that the pitcher will hesitate to throw inside for fear of hitting the batter and giving them a free pass. Strike one on the outside corner to Carpenter, who hit a pop-up to the second baseman his first time up. Good play by Cropper to go way back behind second base and make that catch. Strike two as Carpenter fouls it off behind press row. So a walk and thrown out stealing for Roussas. Williams with a strikeout. That's where we stand in the bottom of the third. Swung on a miss, strike three. Bath County goes down 1-2-3. Three in the books. Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing. Top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Bath County, Fleming County baseball here on WKCA. Bath County one run on two hits. Fleming County no runs on one hit. Three complete. We're headed to the top of the fourth with Robertson, Cropper, and Arnett due up for the Panthers. This is the 51st all-time meeting of these two teams. First 50 games, Fleming with a 28-22 lead in this history between 2002 and present. Prior to last night's Bath County 2-1 win, Fleming had won the last seven. Bath County traveled to Flemingsburg, won a 2-1 nail-biter.
And most of those previous seven or eight ball games have been one- or two-run ball games.
Yep. First pitch to Robinson. Out of the zone, ball one. Robertson led off the second with a ground ball to short. There's a base hit in the hole between short and third.
For some of our older people listening to the radio, Bath and Fleming County used to be in the 10th region.
Yep.
Bath switched mid to late 90s, and seemed like Fleming came in maybe in the early 2000s. And now they're in the same district.
Brings up Preston Cropper. Expect a sacrifice bunt here because Cropper attempted a bunt his first time up. He reached on a two-base error, stranded at second. There's a flare into right field. Making the catch out there is Bath County's Clay Razor.
Had him play just right.
Yep.
Didn't move hardly out of his tracks.
Clay had a little bit of nervous feet, kind of dancing around, but had him right on the money. Looked like he maybe was trying to get his feet lined up in case he thought Robertson might make a move toward second base, because you can save yourself a little bit of time and motion if you have your feet positioned properly on a fly ball. There's a ground ball to short.
Lead runner.
Opportunity. There's
one.
The flip, the throw.
Yes.
Called him safe. So they got the fielder's choice.
Replay. We don't have a replay here, but I went from one side of the window to the other, and I thought the ball beat him there. But you know, different angles.
Yep. So Arnett reaches on a fielder's choice, Robertson with the force out. Good play there with Sorrell flipping to Beadle. Beadle with a good throw back over to first. Half a step. Squares to bunt. Drops it foul. Jace Smith kills it in foul territory. One strike now, the count to Austin James. James one for one with a single in that second inning.
My guy was playing, it usually gives us a lot of knowledge. Sam, out or safe at first, if you're listening today. I don't believe he's got his
I don't believe he's got his earbud in. We'll dock his pay. One strike now, the count to Austin James, the left fielder. Runner at first, swung on and missed, strike two, is Morgan Arnett, who reached on a fielder's choice. So Robinson singled. Cropper hit into a fly ball to right field. Arnett, a fielder's choice. There's a ground ball to short, charging. What a hop over the right shoulder.
Nobody at third.
To throw in.
Oh, good job. Let's see. He's out. Yes,
got
sir.
Him. What a play. Let me see if I can explain that to you. That ball took an odd hop because the shortstop, Corbin Sorrell, was charging hard. It hit right on the brick dust and the grass, jumped over his shoulder. Corbin went to cover third base, and the throw came in.
See, Bruce's,
and got Arnett.
Bruce is the third baseman, was moving toward short, toward the ball. Sorrell, like you said, took a bad hop, but he had enough alertness in him that he went to cover third, and a good throw from the outfielder there, and Sorrell made a good catch and tagged.
And tagged backward. So a couple of runners, couple of base hits, no damage done on the scoreboard. Bath County 1, Fleming County nothing. Bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
The bang bang play at third base, a ground ball, in actually an infield single that skipped, it hit right on the crease between the brick dust and the grass, jumped over the left shoulder of the shortstop Corbin Sorrell. Center fielder Logan Hiley charging hard. Sorrell covering third. An 8-6 put out to finish up that inning. Mark that baby down. So Beadle, Manley, Hiley, 7-8-9 due up.
That's
There's a base hit down the right field line. Beadle turned on that pitch. Been on base twice with a walk and a base hit.
Really good swing that time by Memphis. Got a fastball up. He turned on it, lined it over the third baseman's head for a base hit.
Brings up Clay Manley, 0 for 1, hit into a field, or 0 for 0, I guess. Hit into a fielder's choice on a bunt attempt.
I was going to say, he tried to bunt the first time up.
And Manley also out on a fielder's choice. Fouled that one straight back. A little surprised not to see Manley.
Trying it again.
Trying to drag one there. Listen. The second baseman, Preston, is over behind. For a left-handed batter, he is over behind the second base umpire. One strike to count. I might even try a bunt right here, too, to pull it down the first base line.
Now, if you could bunt it hard and get it past the pitcher, but not hard enough to get it way out to the second baseman, you're going to beat it out.
Yep. So Manley Applegate steps off. Now he's back on. The one-strike pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Good job there by Doyle to knock that pitch down, a ball and a strike. Listen, I think with a 1-1, if Cropper doesn't shift, I swear I'm still considering. Now he moves over two or three steps. I'm still considering a bunt, not with two strikes now, but no. Manley fouls it straight back. So one ball, two strikes. Beadle at first base after a leadoff single by the Bath County second baseman. Manley down 1-2.
That's going to be over the head. Oh!
Look out. A catch him out, throw him out, double play.
Wow, tough luck there for Bath County. Manley caught a soft liner out into shallow center field, and the second baseman goes back and makes an outstanding play.
Yes, he does.
Beadle just got a little too far off first, but kind of in no man's land on that one.
Maybe that's why Cropper's at second base and I'm on press row. That was a dandy play. So a leadoff base hit erased with a 4-3 double play. Instead of one on and nobody out, and there's a line
man,
smash.
He's having tough luck today.
Right up the middle, a dandy play by Applegate. Stuck his glove out. A 1-2-3 inning the hard way with a single, a 4-3 double play, and a smash line drive through the box. Bath County leads 1-0 after four, top of the fifth. Fleming County coming to bat on WKCA.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Welcome back. Four complete. Bath County, one run on two hits. Fleming County, no runs on three hits. The Panthers will send up 8-9-1, Owen Lane, Thad Applegate, and Parker Seals. Applegate not only pitching a good game, he is playing his position incredibly well. Had two putouts in a fielder's choice position in that second inning. A line drive smash. The bunt. What a play by Bath County catcher Jay Smith.
Now, if Jace can get to it and fields it, unless it's way down the line, he's got a strong enough arm, he's going to get the out.
So a bunt attempt. Smith comes out between home and the pitcher's mound, picks it up, wheels, and throws a BB to first base. One up, one down, brings up Applegate, the pitcher, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. There's a ground ball. Good play by Roussis. Look out.
He made the play. It took a bad hop
yes,
on him.
Yes, it did.
But then he kind of throws it too high for Carpenter there at first.
So is that an E5 or an E3?
E5.
Okay, because it was a tall throw. Carpenter hit off of his glove, just couldn't squeeze it. Man, those free runners, we'll see if they come back to bite, especially with the top of the order up and Parker Seals with Applegate at first.
These two teams are looking at last night and tonight, both are mirror images of each other.
A 2-1 game last night, a 1-0 game here. There's a pitch on the corner called strike one.
Donnie, you still seems like you got a lot of pop in that fastball.
pretty good fire in that right arm. One strike to Seals. Applegate, not a big lead. Curveball swung on and missed strike two. That
maybe,
was a dandy.
That may be the
right
best
there.
One I've seen him throw this year. That had a big break to it.
Listen,
and had Seals way out of whack.
That was a whopper of a pitch. Strike two to Seals. One out, one on. Curveball stays just outside.
Kind of came around
one
the plate.
One and two, yep. Sometimes those pitches can be a little bit misleading. They'll end up in a good spot, but they can circle around the plate.
There's a good pitch right on the corner.
There's a fastball, strike three, swung on and missed.
He swung through it, but it was going to be a strike either way. So
you like to see Donahue, after giving up a base runner on an error, come back with a strikeout.
Five strikeouts on the day for Donahue.
Brings up Ferris, 0-for-2, who grounded to second and struck out.
Well, he's on a roll right now. He's got command of his pitches, and he's throwing strikes, and he's working ahead of the hitters.
He's thrown four or five good pitches in a row. Even the curveball that was out of the zone was one of those try to get him to chase. One strike. That curveball, a good defensive swing by Ferris to punch one over to the soccer field, strike two.
You know, we've seen Brock pitch this year before in the last few years, but it seemed like his curveball is really breaking today.
The hook is right on the money so far. So Ferris taking a long time in the batter's box, back in, two strikes. Donahue's fastball out of the zone, one and two.
Good waste pitch.
Ferris back in, one ball, two strikes. Donahue ready to deliver with Applegate at first, two outs. That one is fouled.
It's going to just get
over to the first base dugout, lands on the path, out of play, still one ball and two strikes. A pretty good curveball that Ferris was able to battle through. Let me get a sip of my beverage here. It is allergy season. I was talking a little bit before we started. My ears have been stopped up all day, and I'm a little bit lightheaded. My medicine's kicking in. Here's the 1-2. Fastball fouled straight back.
Just got a piece of it.
According to my wife, the killdeers are back to Pergam Road. We've got a bunch of them that nest. Those are the ones that are on the ground that make a lot of racket.
And don't go near it. Well,
they flutter around. One ball, two strikes. Out of the zone, the throw down is a pellet. Good throw, good tag. So Applegate thrown out trying to steal. Ferris will lead off when we come up in the top half of the sixth inning. Fleming County, Bath County leads Fleming County 1-0. Halfway through the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Bath County Ace Hardware. The helpful place, located on Water Street right downtown. It's the handy place, too. Whatever you need, I'll bet they have it. Things like skill power equipment, mobile home parts, electrical service kits, rental tools, key cutting services, glass cutting services, plus treated and untreated lumber. Yes, your Bath County Ace Hardware is your helpful place right downtown. Bath County Ace Hardware, Water Street, Owensville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
That throw down from Smith to Corbin Sorrell, another candidate for our defensive plays of the game. Don't forget, during our post game, the Ira Kilburn final verdict, the Downtown Athletic defensive play of the game.
R.L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play of the Game, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award that Brad Weaver has for us this year, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. Listen, that throw down there to wrap up that inning.
Well, we've had a lot of outstanding defensive plays
so far
for Bath
County.
Both teams. Both teams. For our award, we'll have to dig deep and get the right award. Because there's a this is a fun game to call, fun game to watch, a very competitive game, and both teams are making plays out in the field and getting themselves a few runners to try to get them in here.
Both teams, you know, are kicking themselves a little bit for not scoring any more runs.
Well, Fleming left them loaded.
Yep.
Loaded in the, what was that, the second? Bath left them loaded in the, well, actually in the second as well.
Yep.
And neither team scored during that inning, so. And when you look back at the final score in this game, both coaches will look at that one inning.
Bath County, one run on only two hits. All their runners, there are five runners, four walks and a hit batsman. That pitch out of the zone, a ball and a strike to Corbin Sorrell.
Logan Holly, nothing to show for two hard hit balls right back up the middle that Applegate had made good plays on.
The 1-1, foul tipped at the plate. A ball and two strikes. Sorrell 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Has made some good plays in the field. Let's see if he can wake that big orange baseball bat up. Down a ball and a two-strike to Thad Applegate. Swings at an outside curveball. The throw down has got him. One up, one down. Brings up Brock Donahue, who is 0-for-1, struck out and hit by a pitch.
Well, Applegate had a little trouble finding the strike zone there in the second inning, but other than that, he's had a couple walks, but thrown a lot of strikes as well since that time.
Bath County sent six to the plate in the first, six in the second. They scored in that first inning, left them full in the second. First pitch skips to the screen, ball one, and then a 1-2-3 inning. Well, not exactly. There was a walk and a thrown out stealing in the fourth with two strikeouts, a single thrown out, and then a line drive to second, line drive to the pitcher. Donahue takes that one over top of his helmet, ball two. Yeah, Donahue has smoked, or Logan Hiley has both times, called strike two. Ooh.
Looked a little low, but umpire, give him credit, has had a good solid strike zone tonight.
Applegate and the whole Fleming County defense has done their job all night long. There's a towering pop-up into short left field.
Everybody's kind of looking around,
yep,
but the left fielder calls it and
makes
the play.
Exactly what he should do.
When that ball was first hit, I thought, well, that may have been a no-man's land, but it kind of held up in the air. Left fielder comes in and makes the play.
Austin James, Parker Seals came in from center, and Brady Ferris drifting out from short. James did exactly what he needed to do, called everybody off and made the play. Brings up Jay Smith. Smith 1-for-2 with a double and run scored. First pitch low and away, ball one. My guess is two outs. Smith will not see a good pitch. If he does, it'll be a mistake. Curveball out of the zone, ball two.
Let's see the patience. Smith, get him on. Let him steal second. Hopefully, Braden Roussas can get him in.
Roussas has been up twice and walked twice.
Uh-oh.
I will take that back. He got a good pitch, and he pulled a long way. That one is out of here.
Wow, and that ball carried, and it carried.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, you said the exact same thing. I didn't think he would get a pitch after two straight curveballs, and we got a fastball on the inside part of the plate, and Jace lets her fly.
Yes, he does. That ball went a long way, straight down the right field or left field line. The right fielder pulled it,
and pulled it hard. I am stunned.
And again, it got out of here in a hurry. I didn't realize it had that much behind it, but it carried the fence with plenty of distance.
Well, apparently, because the left fielder for Fleming County, Austin James, took two or three hard steps
and then to stop
and then let up, and I thought, oh, that's a no doubter. It wasn't a no doubter from my angle, but if you're 270 feet from home plate in left field and you see it picking up speed as it goes past you, that pitch skips in there 1-1 to Roussos with two outs. So,
and I would say that was a mistake because it looked like they started the at-bat trying to pitch around him, and two straight curveballs on the outside, way outside, and then fastball on the inside part of the strike zone, and Jace made him pay.
Roussos takes that one, ball two, 2-1. Both runs have been scored by Jace Smith, so he making a bid to be the offensive player of the game with a home run and a double, two runs scored, 2-for-3 overall. Listen, that second run, granted it's just one run, that is a big run.
Big.
Fleming County has been nibbling offensively, just missing out on pushing a runner across. That gives you just a bit of breathing room. The 3-1 to Roussos, called strike two. Kind of like in a soccer game, when you're up 1-0 in soccer, you still have to be on your toes. Now, you don't want to let up outside ball four. You don't want to let up. That's the third base on balls that Roussos has drawn this game. But it gives you just a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of wiggle room.
Easy to score one, but a lot harder to score two, and it just takes a little pressure off the defense.
Isaiah Williams, who singled and got the RBI in the first inning, first pitch out of the zone, ball one. So Williams.
Someone up in the Fleming County bullpen.
One for two. Runner.
Cannot see
goes,
this far away.
Time's called. No. And with those dark uniforms and dark numbers, if they're not at home plate, it is nearly impossible to pick those numbers up without a pair of good binoculars.
The Roussos are running on the last pitch. Let's see what happens this time.
I'd say he won't because he's catching his breath. Fouled straight back, a ball and a strike. Since that base hit to the right side of the defense, they have done everything they can to bust Isaiah inside, inside, inside. Wouldn't hurt my feelings to see Big Zay park one out there about the same spot Jace did. He's a big man. Here comes the 1-1 with two outs. Runner goes. The throw down is going to be high.
Stolen base for Roussos.
Stands at second base. Let's see who I just got.
Catcher did a good job. Quick throw down there, but just a little bit high. Roussos slides in safely.
Roussos at 6'5", long legs, long feet, gets under the tag. So now with two outs, a runner at second base, and there's Isaiah punching one. Just foul.
I watched Cable jump around there like he was frustrated because it couldn't have been foul over.
Not by much.
3 or 4 inches, maybe half a foot.
And that ball was lined over the first baseman's head.
You think 2-0 is nice? 3-0 would be.
Yes, sir.
Extra nice. See, with two strikes, we go back to the inside part of the strike zone.
Cropper, the second baseman, goes over to talk to his dad, who is part of the coaching staff. 2-2. That pitch off the handle, fouled out of play. Count remains 2-2.
Tried to drop a curveball on the inside part. Williams fouls it off.
Listen, if you put the bat on the ball, that means a lot. So back to two balls, two strikes, two out, one in, and a runner at second. That pitch low and inside, the runner. Ooh, safe at third.
Went in standing up.
Ooh-wee. Don't do an old man that way.
No.
I'm about to turn 60. I don't have that many days left.
And it was a fairly close play.
Yes, it was. Swung on and missed strike three. Good job by Applegate to come and finish that inning up. Bath County does score one on a two-out home run off the bat of Jay Smith. Bath County 2, Fleming County nothing. 5 complete, top of the 6th after this on WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five complete. Bath County strands a runner at third. They do score one on the Jay Smith two-out home run. They lead 2-0 over Fleming County. Brady Ferris back to the plate. He was at the plate when Applegate thrown out trying to steal second. So it'll be 2, 3, and 4. Ferris, Doyle, Robertson in the 6th inning here. No defensive changes for Bath County. Donahue still on the hill. First pitch, high and tight.
Big game for both teams in more than one way. Of course, Fleming's at the heart of their lineup, 2, 3, and 4. So if Bath could get out of this one with no runs scored, you would have to like their chances.
There is a fly ball to center.
A man
towering fly ball. Highly with the catch, one up, one down. That ball came down wet because I believe it came through the clouds. That went up a long way.
It just seemed like today the ball was carrying good to the outfield. You know, both the Jace's balls, I know they were hit well, but the home run really carried, and Fleming hit a couple balls that's carried deep to the outfield.
First pitch, strike one to Dylan Doyle. Doyle 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a line drive on a diving catch at second base by Memphis Beadle. That pitch inside 1-1, one out. Bath 2, Fleming nothing. Doyle at the plate, Robertson, the cleanup hitting third baseman on deck. Curveball looked like it slipped out of the hand, and not only that, it looked like that Donahue.
He may have slipped himself.
His cleat or something did not.
Didn't look natural.
Nope. Donahue. That pitch out of the zone.
I believe it's 3-1. I've got
3-1 on my card.
Yeah, 3-1.
Yep.
So no walks here, bro.
Towering fly ball to center field.
Outside.
Base on balls given up to Dylan Doyle. His first time on the base pass brings up Robinson, who grounded to short. Leadoff single in the 4th. Forced out on a fielder's choice.
At one of Fleming's
off the bat
three,
of Arnett. Yep.
One of Fleming's 3 hits on the day.
Looks like a courtesy runner going in, and I have absolutely no way to read that number from here. Let's see if the umpire turns around and, like, signals us a jersey number or something. Not that he's obligated to, but there is a courtesy runner in for Doyle. You want to just pick one, or you just want to call him runner?
We'll just call him the courtesy runner. I'm not sure.
One on, one out. Bath 2, Fleming nothing.
Don't overthrow here, Brock.
Nope,
nice,
I was going to say.
Nice and smooth.
He looks like he's trying to put an extra couple of miles an hour on the pitch. Been in pretty good command the entire day.
There you go.
There's a fastball at the knees, 1-1.
Robertson at the plate, Cropper on deck for the Panthers. Donahue here in the top half of the fifth, giving up no runs, three hits. Here's a line drive straight at the center fielder.
Attaboy.
That ball carried a long way, too.
Well, I tell you, Logan Holley is going to make most of the plays out there. If he can get to it, and sometimes if he can't get to it, he's going to run it down. But pretty solid defensive center fielder.
So brings up Preston Cropper, who reached on a two-base error. The second baseman also hit a fly ball to Clay Razor in right field, 0 for 1. Has made a couple of good defensive plays at second base. There's a line drive that is going to go over the head of the left fielder. One run's going to score. Well, the throw home. That ball went a long way off the bat.
It carried.
Yes, it did.
It's carrying today. I thought it was going to be a routine play off the bat, but the ball carries.
So and a two RBI double by Cropper. Bath County coaching staff gathering the infield up on the mound.
And up first baseman Arnett, 0 for 2 on the day, did reach on fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Fleming, 4 hits, 1 run. Bath County, 4 hits and 2 runs.
And with a runner at second base in Cropper, they would like to see a base hit here. You figure Cropper, pretty good wheels. They'll send him if one gets into the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good time for a dig deep play with the right arm of Brock Donahue. Bath County 2, Fleming County 1 with the tying run at second base here in the sixth inning. Fastball, strike one on the outside corner. That was a big pitch after an RBI double. For the pitcher to get that lead.
Infield here, especially short and second, don't need to pay so much attention to the runner at second. Because if he gets any kind of two out, he's going to get a jump. He's going to score about anyhow. You just don't want to be caught out of position.
Beadle over at second base.
Yeah, strike two.
Off-speed pitch at the knees, called strike two. Now, if I'm the Bath County middle infield, listen, with two strikes, I'm staying put.
Stay straight up.
Yep. There's a ground ball right
there. That's what we said.
The shortstop would have been. Let's see if there's a play at the plate. There is not.
Just what we talked about.
Runners now at the corners with the tying run at third base.
At least that time it wasn't hit. The left fielder came in quickly.
Charged
the
hard.
Keep the runner from scoring.
Brings up Austin James, who is 2 for 2 with two singles. The number 7 hitting left fielder. Hit them where they ain't. That's part of the game. Donahue first pitch out of the zone, ball one.
Big batter here for
this is
Fleming
a big
County
out.
And a
yes,
big
buddy.
Out for Bath County.
Let's see if the defense can crack down here. High ball two. Again, Donahue may be trying to overthrow just a drop here in this sixth inning. Runners on the corners, one in, two outs. Out of the zone, ball three.
Just missed.
3-0. James at the plate. Owen Lane on deck.
Lane 0 for 1 with a walk and a bunt. Attempt, strike 1, 3-1 now. Bath County needs to get out of this with no more damage. The Panthers need a base hit. There's a number back to the pitcher.
Throw. Oh, good out.
A 1-3 put out. Another dig deep opportunity for the Bath County pitcher. A walk by Dylan Doyle that scores on the RBI double to right field off the bat of Preston Cropper. 2-1 now is our score. Bath County coming to bat. They lead the bottom of the sixth here on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
New pitcher in for the Panthers. If it wasn't for the long hair and the fact that he's got his top button unbuttoned, I would not be able to tell you that that is the third baseman, Austin Robinson, on in relief with those jerseys, dark numbers on dark jerseys. It's hard to tell. So Applegate moves from the mound to third. Robinson moves from third to the mound. I don't think there's any other changes. Five innings for Applegate. He gave up two runs, three hits.
You know, if you're Walt talking six, about the major league, even that's a quality start.
Yes, sir.
Gave up two runs in five innings. I know he pitched out of a couple jams, didn't give up a home run, but still, overall, pitched a pretty good game.
Six strikeouts, five walks, and a hit batsman. So six strikeouts, six free passes, and six stranded Wildcats. So he pitched out of some jams to give his team a chance. Colton Carpenter takes that first pitch, a very overhand delivery on that first pitch, strike one. Robinson, a big man out there on the pitcher's mound. Low and away, 1-1 to Colton Carpenter. So 6-7-8 due up, Carpenter, Beadle, Manley here in the bottom half of the sixth. How big was that home run? Low and away, ball two.
Big, big. And if nothing else happens in this half inning, even if Bath doesn't score, if they could get back to the top of the lineup for the seventh, if they need to, that would be big. So at least one runner get on base.
There's a ground ball into the third base coach's box.
Oh, Coach Armitage, that was the easy one.
Well, I think he may have deliberately tried to pat it back to the third baseman. That's what he'll claim. During our post-game conversation, he was not trying to make a catch. He's just going to be an assist.
Hands of stone.
Uh-huh. My boy Ronnie Garvin. I love Ronnie Garvin. I don't know if he's still living or not, but he was one of my favorites. There's a ground ball in the hole
through
between
there.
Short and third. A leadoff single by the Bath County first baseman, Colton Carpenter. Let us see if we can get that run back.
Now let's see if we play a little small ball and bunt the runner over.
Courtesy runner going in is number zero.
Fifth. Is that fifth hit of the day for Bath County?
Is that Dylan? There's a zero and a double zero, and I'm not sure which is which.
1-0.
Is that Tipton? Okay, so that's Jimmy Tipton, the courtesy runner. He's a sophomore. So Carpenter, a leadoff base hit.
no signs of a bunt on the first pitch. Beadle takes in the dirt.
Beadle been on base twice with a walk, forced out in a fielder's choice, then a single and thrown out trying to steal. The throw,
I'm telling you, the first baseman made an outstanding play.
He sure did.
The throw was going wild, and he dived and caught it, or Bathgate would have probably had a runner on third.
To the infield side of first base, and Arnett, good thing he's a lefty because his glove was to the infield side. That pitch out of the zone 2-1 made a good play. The thing about first baseman is you need to be a sheet of plywood. Whatever it takes, keep it in front of you. If you have to take them off your shins, your chest, your arms, your shoulders, popped up into center field, play out there made by Parker Seals. One down brings up Clay Manley. Clay hit into a fielder's choice in a line drive that started a 4-3 double play in the fourth. Hit the ball twice. Is not able to reach either time, or not able to get a base hit either time. So the left-handed hitter takes that pitch up under that right elbow, ball one.
Logan Holly next, who's hit the ball hard both times. Nothing to show for it.
But hit it right in the screws both times. One ball, the count to Manley. This would be a big hit right here. Runner goes, the throw down. What a play by the shortstop. The catcher, when he came out of his squat to throw, lost his balance. So the throw to second
was way to the shortstop side, and the shortstop dived and made a good play, or the runner would have went all the way to third.
He lost his footing, reached back across his body, swung on and missed strike two to keep that ball from going to the outfield, because you know he would have made it to third. The outfielders, though, both charging to play that backup position, the ball and two strikes to Manley. Swung on and missed strike three. That was a big out right there by Robinson with a runner at second base, and now Logan Hiley. Hiley's made some good defensive plays in center and hit the ball hard twice. Just buzzard luck in the scorebook.
But tells me he's seeing the ball well today.
Curveball on the outside corner called strike one. Second baseman for Fleming County, Preston Cropper, playing up the middle. If this were Isaiah Williams, you know where he'd be looking. Let's hope that Logan can do the same thing. One strike. Check swing, strike two.
Pretty good curveball that time.
Not sure if they called it a swing or called it in the strike zone. It looked like maybe he checked. Logan in a hole, two strikes with a runner at second base. Out of the zone. Be careful now, Jimmy.
You got a big lead out there.
Yeah,
in second. Don't get
man.
Picked off.
No. Because if Logan makes contact, you can score. If he walks and it's top of the order, don't run yourself out of an inning. The 1-2 from Robinson to Hiley. In the dirt, 2-2. Logan battled back from down 0-2 to now break even at 2-2.
One more run would look awful pretty on the Bath County side of that scoreboard.
Robinson in his first inning of relief work here. Swung on and popped into foul territory down the right field line. What a play down there by the first baseman, Morgan Arnett. He went a long way, found the ball, set his feet, and caught it. Bath County strands one. They get a base hit, strand a runner. They lead 2-1 over Fleming County, top of the seventh after this on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Both these pitching staffs have dodged some bullets tonight. Fleming County, one run on five hits. They have stranded six runners. Bath County, two runs on five hits. They have stranded seven runners after six innings. Top of the seventh, Fleming needs one to tie two to take the lead. If Bath County can hold them, it's another 2-1 victory, just like last night. The batter for Fleming County is number three, Adam Hargett, the senior. It's 8-9-1, so Hargett batting for Lane. First pitch high, ball one.
Of course, Hargett, an outstanding basketball player. I think this may be the first year he's played baseball for quite some time, but an athlete's an athlete.
Yes, sir. There's a pitch 1-1 at the knees.
Both teams' pitchers have been outstanding today.
Worked into some jams and out of some jams. One ball, one strike, curveball in there, strike two. How tall is Hargett? I know part of those striped uniforms make you look taller.
Probably 6'2 or 3.
He
maybe
is
6'4.
A long drink of water in those pinstripes. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and fouled it straight back over press row. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Listen, you got to have your athletes play ball, don't you, Coach?
You do. In the smaller schools, and I still say Fleming and Bath are small schools or 2A, but you need to share athletes.
The 1-2 out of the zone, 2-2.
Didn't like that ball.
Nope, we're going to trade it in for another.
2-2, make him swing the bat. No free passes this inning.
Two balls, two strikes. The count to Hargett, who is batting in the A spot for Owen Lane. Top of the seventh, Bath 2, Fleming 1, high ball 3.
Hargett held back, started to go, but
yes, he did.
Doesn't swing, so 3-2.
Do not want to have free passes.
Pitch of the game to this point.
The payoff.
Swung on and got a chance, Jace. It's close. It's going to be close to the backstop. And good play.
Jace sided that one out. A lot of things.
That's just a tough play. I don't care. And when the catcher goes back,
yep,
it's there, and that ball's got that spin on it.
Yep.
A lot of times it's coming back toward the field. It's a hard play to make, and Jace looked really comfortable.
He looked really comfortable. The seniors made a bunch of them. If you're Johnny Bench or Jay Smith, you got to hold that helmet until you sight the ball in, figure it out, and then pitch it way out of the way. Strike one called, because the last thing you need to do is drop it and then
trip over
helmet.
That's yep. Right.
Strike one now, the count with one out to Applegate.
Applegate pitched the first five innings and went to third base there.
0-for-1, reached on an error and thrown out trying to steal second base in the fifth. One ball, one strike, one out. Fastball swung on and missed, strike two.
You know, when I think about Brock, he hasn't lost any of his velocity from any number one to any number seven. It's going strong.
The 1-2 from Donahue to Applegate. Fastball called, strike three.
That's, strike three is one of those that everybody in the stadium knew it was strike three.
That's the sixth strikeout of the game by Donahue. He has struck out six, walked two. Fleming County down to their last
This
bat.
Could be it. Popped up in the infield.
Second baseman, Memphis Beadle, calling.
All right.
Good play out there. Bath County wins. Final score, 2-1 over Fleming County in tonight's game. Hugs all around for Brock Donahue, Bath County's winning pitcher. The Cats victorious in a district matchup over the Panthers. That locks up second place in the district as we get ready for district tournament in just a couple of weeks. Back with stats and so much more. Bath County, Fleming County Baseball. The Cats defeat the Panthers. Final score, 2-1.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Final score, Bath County 2, Fleming County 1. As Yogi Berra would say, it is deja vu all over again. Same result last night, a 2-1 Bath County victory over the Panthers. Tonight, instead of being Jay Smith leading the way off the hill, it is Brock Donahue. Coach, you got to give Brock a lot of credit. He's had a little arm trouble. Came out and did exactly what he needed to do for the Cats tonight.
He sure didn't look like he'd been off for 3 or 4 weeks and not having pitched. Outstanding. Was ahead in the count most of the night, the most hitters. Got in one trouble, one jam there in the, which inning was the second, I guess. I had the bases loaded and Fleming didn't score. And then Fleming had a couple of runners on there in the sixth. When they did score the one run, but Donahue, an outstanding game on the mound.
Wound up unofficially one run, five hits, six strikeouts, and two walks. Let me look and see if the run, a walk, and an RBI double. Yeah, I was going to say, see if it was earned or unearned. But one earned run, gave up five hits, struck out six, walked two, stranded six Fleming County Panthers. Actually, both sets of pitchers did incredibly well. Applegate went five innings. He gave up two runs, three hits, struck out six, walked six. And then Robinson came in, and he gave up one hit in the sixth and struck out one. So both pitching staffs did well. Again, two evenly matched teams. And these two will meet again in the district game. And the first round of the district tournament is going to be something.
Yep.
2-1, 2-1. You can look and say, well, Bath beat them twice, but many plays here and there and everywhere could flip-flop and make and turn a one-run game around. So Fleming still has to, you know, feel like, hey, they beat us one run both times. We still feel like we got a chance. But on the other hand, Bath saying, hey, we beat these guys twice. No reason why we can't beat them the third time.
Hard to beat a team three times in the same season. The Cats will need to do that if they want to advance to the
But I'd rather be the team that's beat the team twice than the team that they hadn't beat them. So.
Yep. It's better to win than not win is the way I look at it. Some players play with a chip on their shoulder after having a couple of tough losses. You know Fleming will be ready. Coach McRoberts will have his Panther squad ready to go. Offensively for the Cats, led by Jay Smith, 2-for-3 with a double and a home run, scored both of the Bath County runs. 1-for-2 with an RBI for Isaiah Williams. 1-for-3 for Colton Carpenter. 1-for-2 by Memphis Beadle. Those are the Bath County base hits. Braden Roos is on base all three times, 0-for-0 with three walks, and just couldn't get him around to score.
You know, this is a team win, in my opinion. Some timely hitting. We got some big runs when we needed. Got base runners when we needed, and pretty much made all the plays in the field.
Bath County coach Patrick Armitage joins us here on Press Row. Let's take a minute here for a couple of our sponsors. Bath County Baseball postgame will continue. The Cats win 2-1 over the Panthers. Back with Coach Armitage after these messages.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
All right, Bath County a winner today here against Fleming County, a district-seeded game. Bath County wins 2-1, same score as it was Tuesday night. Coach Patrick Armitage has joined us. And Pat, a team win tonight.
It was, and, you know, we knew coming into this ballgame we would need a team effort because I had four pitchers lined out to pitch this ballgame. Brock had thrown six innings this year. He had a strain in his arm, and he pitched, I think, 40 pitches at Berea about a week and a half ago, whatever it was, and that's it. But we've been gradually working his pitch count up. We wanted to keep him around 65. That's kind of our magic number. And he was at 67 after six innings.
Which is amazing.
And, you know, it's I know the guys behind him that were prepared to pitch were frustrated because they had planned on pitching. But man, when you got a guy
you got to roll with him.
And that's baseball. But it also helps us out for later this week. We play a 21 win model team tomorrow night, and Braden Crouch will be ready to start that game. And we'll have other reinforcements for the weekend. We're playing a tournament. This is a district seeded game. If we win, we're the two. If we lose, we're probably the three because we just had a one-run win on the road a couple nights ago. So it was a must win if we want to be the two. And I'm sitting here preaching to guys, 2 and 3 didn't matter until we're the two, and now it matters.
You're right.
And we're glad we're two. And we're going to be the home team on their field. And that's if things play out the way they should, if Round County takes care of their business. And actually, the only games left, I think, is us and Menifee, and we'll have to try to work those out through rain and hopefully get them in the end this week. But it was one of those games where Brock had earned that opportunity. And, you know, he's been one of our horses these last couple of years. He's eaten so many innings, and I've used him in so many different situations. You know, he's been our closer. He's been middle relief. He's been a starter. And he's always been healthy. Like, he's never missed any time. He's never been hurt. Like, never sore, never anything. And then all of a sudden, he comes up with this, you know, with an arm injury one start into the season. And, you know, there was concern. And, you know, like Jay's pitching that game last night, he had stepped into that rotation spot for Brock. And all of a sudden, we've got 5 starting pitchers that I'm having trouble finding innings for all of them. And if you look at our stats, it's very balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, I will throw any of those guys out there. And tonight, Brock did his job. He pitched to contact. He's got enough velo to strike guys out, and he was able to do that at certain times in the game, but he got the ground balls. I thought our outfield played fairly well. We had a couple boots, but we made the line drives that hit right at us, and that's what it's about. You got to catch those.
Well, I think we had, if my stats are right, 1 error tonight, yeah. Maybe 2,
yeah.
But our defense was solid. Pitching was good. Didn't get a lot of hits, but some timely hits, and that's how you win ballgames.
Well, and I thought the MVPs were the bottom of our lineup because they picked it around. And, you know, a couple of those guys have been struggling. You know, I don't look at batting average. I can sit and dwell on that, but I have to go with gut. I have to go with who's hitting barrels and who's putting the ball in play. And Clay Manley's hit a lot of balls at people. And, you know, at the end of the game, some of those 0-for-3s, he's hit 2 line drives and a foul ball. Or a fly ball.
Highly tonight.
And Highly tonight.
He's covered two times and doesn't get a hit.
Logan struggled last night. Putting the ball in play, struck out twice. He comes back out tonight, he hits line drives, he hits the ball at people, he makes plays in center field for us. And that's why I told the guys, you know, Corbin didn't hit the ball tonight. It's fine. Baseball, flip it, turn the page, clear it, let's start over tomorrow. And, you know, the rest of this schedule is going to be kind of tricky. I was talking with Jeff before, or somebody before the game today, you know, this is 19-8, so that's 27 games. We can only play 36. So we've got 2 Menifees that's got to be played. We got the David Irys that have to be played. We got a tournament that we've agreed to in Bourbon County. It's got to be
3 weeks of regular season.
Yes.
Left, right?
And we've got a Montgomery County game that we're honoring these old men.
You know, I know one of them. I know one.
A couple of them have been in this booth tonight.
Yeah.
But we're honoring the Montgomery County game. We will play that one for sure. But we've got to scratch a few ball games at the end of that schedule if we don't get some rain. So we can turn them into JV games. I've already talked with some coaches. But you got to stand with the 36 regular season games. We'll do it. But it's
a good win when you win, especially one-run games. I mean, that takes a whole lot of things. It has to happen right for you to win a one-run game.
Yeah, and we started off early in the year, and, you know, some folks were critical of us for playing an easy schedule, and, you know, you didn't play anybody. And then by the time it warmed up, we played 2 Round County games and went to Florida and played a competitive schedule. We come back, we play Clay County. We play teams that are very capable. And, you know, we were able to just kind of take care of business here against a good team. And I feel like Fleming's equal to us. You know, we're 50-50 with them. I don't care what the records are, and that's kind of the deal.
And all the games we've played in the last 4 years have been competitive, close games.
Yep.
You know, but good win tonight. What about, you know, I know our seniors, supposed to be senior night against Menifee on Friday.
Yep.
But we're not doing the game. You want to?
I can start right now and talk to Dart, but this is a group of seniors that I brought up several of them until Jeff got blown away. I know. I got a lot of them in the 8th grade, the COVID year, and I think 4 of them were going to start that year. And I was confident in rolling them out there as 8th graders. So I'm super confident to continue to roll them out there as sophomores, juniors, seniors as they've gotten older. You know, it's. I can start by number. I can start at the top, start at the bottom, but they're all special to me, and every one of them. You know, Logan Hiley started several years for us. You've got Jay Smith, who's, you know, he's an All-State kid. He'll be there. Corbin Sorrell's been excellent for us, you know, year in, year out. You've got the 2 Clays, Clay Manley, Clay Razor, excellent character guys, great teammates. You know, they're out there getting better every game. And, you know, Adam Witt's been a contributor. He's out sick tonight. He's played well for us. Chase Robinson came on this year, and, you know, it had, you know, he came out of basketball and it hadn't played forever. And for him to come out there and play well for us, and he's playing a little bit of JV, just getting his feet wet, but he's loving baseball, and he told me tonight how much fun he's had this year, and that absolutely means the world to me. Braden Roos has carried us on the mound. He's been just outstanding every time I get a chance to put him in different positions. He's, you know, he's a wonderful teammate. He's become a really good hitter. Brock Donahue showed you the heart he played with tonight. He can play multiple spots. He's become a left side of the infield guy. His career has progressed. He works hard at his game. All these guys are good teammates. They love each other. They feed off each other. They're good examples to these young kids, and that's exactly what I want. I had six of my minor leaguers, coach pitchers, here tonight watching those guys, and I want to see them lead. And I told them, I said, guys, they're here to watch you. They love you guys, and they want to see you guys play. They want to see how you do business. And we've got to be an example, and I feel like these guys have been that for the community. And I've got a set of juniors that are ready to fill those shoes next year. And I can name those as they get closer. But, I mean, we've got a good sophomores, freshmen. We've got a roster that I'm proud of. Every time we hit the road, we get compliments of our character. And those things mean the absolute world to
Sometimes
me.
Sometimes that means more than in the baseball.
The older I get, it does. Because they're going to win ball games. And when I hear those things, too, you know, I get emails from Florida, from different establishments that have found me to say those things, those nice compliments. And, you know, for me to be able to tell our boys that, it's, you know, it makes me proud. And our coaching staff, I don't get a chance to talk about those guys enough. Cable calls those pitches. I mean, he is into that game. I mean, I could not find anybody to call a game as competitive as him. And, you know, him and Jace are dangerous. Having them two behind the plate, I mean, they're dangerous to fight, but they're also dangerous to call a two-hitter. Which is kind of what happened tonight. And then, you know, Dylan Carter coming onto our staff this year, Donnie, Dave. You know, these are excellent guys that are out here to help me and to make us a better staff. And just, you know.
Well, not only do they know baseball, they're quality people. And that's what
no accident.
That's what you want around.
That is no accident.
That's what you want around your,
yes,
your program.
Yes, for sure. Guys, thank you all for coming up. You've been here through the ups and the downs, and We've laid eggs for you, and we've played well for you, and we always want to make you all proud too.
Well, you do, and we got three more big weeks left, and then postseason. So let's have many more wins.
If I've left anybody out, I'm sorry. Y'all caught me off guard.
All right,
thank you guys. See you.
That's Bath County head coach Patrick Armitage. Bath County a winner tonight, 2-1, in a seeded district game. And just a good old good one.
A good old good one. That's exactly right. I stole it from the Reds broadcast team. Let's go ahead and do our post-game awards and wrap it up. Of course, we talked about the Ira Kilburn opening argument. You said score 4 or 5 runs because thought maybe if you scored 4 or 5, that since Fleming, like Bath, has been offensively struggling, 4 or 5 would be a comfortable enough that if the defense didn't hold up.
Well, we didn't do that, but our pitching was good and our defense was solid. And so 2 out of 3 of what's old saying ain't bad.
Yep, good pitching's worth a couple of runs, and Bath County got that tonight. So we'll call it a draw. Well, you didn't get put in jail for it, but you didn't get paroled either. R.L. Caudill Construction Company, offensive play or player of the game. Thanks to the Caudill family for all that they do. Obviously,
it's a no contest today. You know, although several people had good offensive games, Jay Smith had a double, home run, scored both of the Bath County runs tonight. Outstanding in the field, too, even though that's not part of the offensive thing. But Jace is having a really solid senior year.
Almost probably 3 feet or 4 feet away from going 2 for 2 with 2 home runs, one to right center or one to left center and one down the line to left. Jace does Jace kind of things, hits the ball hard, and scores runs. So congratulations. Thank you very much to the Caudill family for sponsoring the offensive play of the game. Downtown Athletic defensive play, Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling, great place to exercise and get yourself shaped up for spring, summer, winter, fall. What about defense?
Well, I've got 3 people because of 3 outstanding plays. Memphis Beadle made a diving catch on a line drive. Logan Howley patrolled center field just like he owned the place, and every ball was hit out there. He made the play, and then Jay Smith behind the plate blocked everything, threw everybody out trying to steal, and it was a good, solid team win, but those 3 had outstanding plays tonight.
Without a doubt, and certainly do appreciate Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or players of the game.
as part of our post-game activities. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, that's Brad Weaver, brand new to our post-game and our pre-game activities. Listen, if you need dirt pushed around or any kind of heavy equipment stuff done, check out Elite Excavation. Get them on Facebook and give Brad a call. What about our Dig Deep Award?
Well, you have to give that to the pitcher, Brock Donahue. Outstanding game tonight with probably 75 or 80 pitches. Only gives up one run, five hits. Outstanding performance at the mound. Pitched out of a second inning jam and a sixth inning jam and comes up with a win after having a few arm problems early in the year. But just an outstanding performance by Donahue.
Especially that second inning jam when the bases were full. Had a ground ball, a two-base error, a strikeout. So there's two outs with a runner at second. A base hit and a walk later and comes out to get that third strikeout to finish that second with no damage done. Thank you very much, Brad, and all the Elite Excavation crew. Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, sponsored by our friends at Schwartz Mowing Company. What you got?
Well, Isaiah Williams. Now, he's going to keep on, or he's not going to be unsung anymore because of the way he's been hitting the ball. But he got an RBI single there in the first inning to get Bath County off to a good start with a base hit. The last two or three games we've had on the radio, he's had a couple of hits each game. So unsung hero, Isaiah Williams.
Isaiah 1-for-3 and got that RBI, drove in Jay Smith on a two-out. Smith got the two-out double. Roos is one of his three walks, and then Isaiah comes up with two outs and two on, punches one to right field to get that ice broken. And, of course, both of those in a 2-1 game, it's pretty obvious that both runs count. But you got to get off to that start, put a little pressure on the opposing defense, and that's what
important
Isaiah
to get that
did.
Lead early
yeah, man.
And Bath did
big-time deal. Well, we talked about upcoming broadcast. Of course, the next one that we know for certain – it's going to be the May 13th game. That will be the home game with Montgomery County, and that's when they recognize the 74 state tournament team. And we talked about that during our broadcast before, but a bunch of those guys are going to come back, and a couple of them were here tonight, you and Steve and so many others. And look back at that. So many stories of that 74 team.
Wonderful memory.
Of the rainouts and winning the regional at Morehead State University, and then turning around playing the first state tournament game at Morehead State that day, and so many other things with that team and that coaching staff.
We'll try to have some more stories.
We may get one or two.
That's not even true.
Well, and we may get one or two of the participants off of that team up here on Press Row if we can find headsets big enough to fit around some of them big melons. We'll see what happens. Bath County victorious over Fleming tonight. Final score, Cats 2, Panthers 1. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, to all of our listeners, to Coach Armitage for joining us here on Press Row. Hannah in the studio keeping all the buttons pushed up there, doing a fabulous job as always. Always good to sit beside Coach Roy Wright.
It's fun.
Especially
when we win.
It's that much better. Final score, Cats 2, Panthers 1. Good night, everybody.
So long.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Morehead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.